So they say the only thing that separates us from being animals is our ability to think and use the brain. The girls from Green Eye for Girls are going to tell us now why and how much of the brain we actually use.
So a little bit of background first. William James, considered to be the father of American psychology from the late 1890s, was quoted saying that most of us do not reach our mental potential. By saying this, William James meant this as a challenge and not a criticism of the way our brains are used and operated. This is where the origin of the myth that people only use 10% of the brain comes from.
So how much energy does our brain use?
Well, rodents and canines' brains use 5% of their total body energy. Monkeys' brains use 10% of their total body energy. In humans, it really depends on the age of the person. Adult humans' brains use 20% of their total body energy. Children's brains use 50% of their total body energy. And infants' brains use 60% of their total body energy.
How much does the brain weigh?
So the average human brain is 1.5 kilos. An elephant brain is 5 kilos. And a whale brain is 9 kilos.
So how is the human brain different to that of any other animal?
Well, on a per-weight basis, the human brain packs in more neurons than any other species. This dense packing is what makes us so much smarter compared to the other species.
How do we maintain our brain's neuron count?
Well, a 25-kilo ape, for example, needs to eat for around 8 hours a day to maintain all the 55 billion neurons in their brains. However, thanks to the invention of cooking 1.5 million years ago, we have an advantage over any other species. The cooked food is rendered soft and pre-digested outside of the body, making it easier for our guts to absorb the energy it brings. Cooking frees up time for us to do other things, such as study and work, and it also provides us with more energy and nutrients than any raw food. With this cooked food, we can sustain 86 billion neurons within our brain, which is 40% more than the apes.
Then how does the human brain work?
Well, half the energy that the brain burns goes into pumping potassium and sodium ions across its membrane to maintain an electrical charge, which helps us keep its structure intact. And it needs a lot of energy to do this. And since there's only half of the energy spent on the brain left to make it function, it needs to use it very efficiently to be sustainable throughout the day. Using all of the brain's part at once would use too much of the remaining energy and would be unsustainable for the body. The solution to this problem, therefore, is sparse coding.
But what is sparse coding?
Well, sparse coding is the process in which only 1 to 16% of cells signal at any time, and this process uses the least amount of energy but carries the most information. However, the segments of the brain that are being used always change, which is not what the myth says. This process of sparse coding is also efficient, since the small number of signals fired at any given times have thousands of possible paths by which to distribute themselves. 1 to 16% of our brain needs to be activated at any given time for our bodies to simply be conscious.
Are there any drawbacks to sparse coding?
The drawbacks of sparse coding is the energy lost. To keep efficiency, most of our brain needs to process thoughts and ideas unconsciously to avoid confusion and overload. If more than 16% of our brain would be used at once, it would overload with information and lose much more energy.
Does this affect our concentration?
Since we only use a small percentage of our brain at any given times, actions such as multitasking are rendered much harder. We lack the energy to do two things at once, let alone three or five. When we try to do this, we do each task less efficiently than we would have done if it would have given our full attention. So therefore, had the 10% myth be true, evolution would have already removed the unused 90% of the brains years ago. This would result in us being able to retain less information and acquire less skills, and ultimately making us less efficient than any other species.
Science on Air is brought to you by Greenlight for Girls, sponsored and supported by the International School of Brussels, and an empowered production by Radio X.